You're going to want to hear this. Our next in-person mastermind is coming up and we're doing things a little differently. Tickets are available to everyone, no membership required. Picture this, a day and a half of learning, networking, and problem solving with like-minded law firm owners who are as passionate about building the best law firm possible as you are. We'll kick things off with a presentation from sales and marketing expert Dave D. If you don't know Dave, be sure to go back to episode 605 of the Maximum Lawyer podcast to hear him share how lawyers can stand out in a crowded market. Following his keynote and Q&A are the Mastermind Hot Seats. Every attendee has the opportunity to dive deep into their business obstacles with their mastermind group and coach. There's nothing like the energy of being with other driven law firm owners who are just as committed to their success as you are. We believe that nothing beats working on your firm in person, so join us in Charlotte on July 15th and 16th. This is your chance to break through barriers, gain fresh perspectives, and accelerate your law firm's success. Visit maxlawevents.com for full event details and to grab your ticket today.
Run your law firm the right way. The right way. This is the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. Maximum Lawyer Podcast. Your hosts, Jim Hacking and Tyson Mutrix. Let's partner up and maximize your firm.
Welcome
to the show.
Welcome back to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. I'm Becca Eberhardt, CEO at Maximum Lawyer, and today we're sitting down with Jim Andrews, the president and co-founder of Precedent. Jim has nearly two decades of experience shaping the insurance landscape. Throughout his career, Jim has gained a unique perspective on bridging the gap between plaintiffs' firms and insurance carriers, identifying opportunities for synergy and growth that others might overlook. Their platform is revolutionizing the industry and expediting settlements. Through a unique perspective, coupled with AI-driven expertise and digitizing demand resolution, Precedent is helping to automate administrative tasks, reduce delays, and avoid protracted settlements, ultimately cutting costs, reducing pending cases, and even helping to avoid litigation altogether.
Jim, welcome to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast.
Thank you so much, Beck. I'm very excited to be here.
Awesome. Great to have you. All right. So let's just dive right in. What is Precedent and what is the number one pain point that you guys solve?
Precedent is a neutral third party that sits between plaintiffs' firms and insurance carriers with a primary goal or objective of facilitating much better communication between those two parties. And as it relates to that particular number one pain point that we solve, it really is about the fact that these two parties are still faxing each other, which kind of blows people's minds. And we actually had a fun anecdote where he asked the intern to send a fax and he was like, what are you talking about?
Of course.
Right. And they're still physically mailing things. They're still calling each other and leaving messages and playing phone tag. And there's just a lot of unnecessary interaction, or really lack of interaction in some situations, that's not happening. So we're facilitating a much more seamless way for them to engage with one another without having to do it directly. Because as I'm sure you can understand, it's a very combative, confrontational relationship. But because the number of injury claims that have an attorney has increased about 25 years ago, 10% of claims had an attorney. Well, now it's 50, 60, 70% in some venue, but they're still doing things like they sort of occasionally interact with each other, when the reality is there, it's millions and millions of times a year, really cases per year, that there's an attorney and an insurance company, and there's absolutely no standardization in the way that they interact.
Awesome. That sounds really great. You made some really great points. I guess I hadn't even really thought about how much further there is to come in that communication process there still.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have clients. This is not a, hey, we're building this thing. It's, we have built this platform. And our initial clients, we've been fortunate to work with one very large plaintiffs firm, but all of those initial clients are already seeing that benefit of essentially any time that they previously would have had to pick up the phone or send something in the mail or send an email or send a fax, there's one point to deliver that, whatever that specific request in the process is. It's come to precedent. We know how to interact with all the hundreds of insurance carriers and what their preferred sort of consumption methods are. And we're really helping facilitate, again, a much easier interaction and creating standardization between the two parties.
Awesome. Okay, so who started Precedent and what inspired your founding team to create a platform focusing on streamlining attorney-handled claims?
So our team has a really great background of a blend of people that have worked in legal, people that have worked in insurance, and our CTO came from Amazon, but specifically our CEO, Grant Little, had spent about 20 years working in property and casualty insurance. Most recently was the chief technology at National General, but he came up as a casualty and injury claim analyst. So he was looking at all this data, trying to understand trends. So it was always something that was really near and dear to his heart. Our head of data science is a gentleman named Derek Stuckey. He has a background more in sort of consumer data science, worked at Groupon, worked at some other technology companies that serve consumers, but he's really sort of on that forefront of what's the latest and greatest in data science, in AI, et cetera. And then our CTO, Logan Chittenden, which is a tough one to say if you haven't said it a lot of times, he actually started a company called Say Hi that was acquired by Amazon and was a big component of, for how much better or worse your opinion of Alexa, of how Alexa really operates and sort of the foundation of Alexa. So we feel really good about that sort of core founding team, of course, because we came together to start the company. But we've also added a lot of great talent to, you know, the executive level as well as to the entire company from, again, across experiences from legal and insurance and technology. And the inspiration to answer the second part of your question, really, you know, that at the end of the day, we want to help injured people get back to their life more quickly. And the biggest way that we could impact that across, you know, the entire industry was to facilitate this better interaction between the plaintiff firms and the insurance carriers. Because at the end of the day, and I always use the analogy of they're like a divorced couple that really does not like each other, but they have a child, right? And when you're a divorced parent with a child, you need to cooperate with your, you know, former spouse to do what's in the best interest of that child. And that's the claimant is the child in this analogy, or the client, right? They've had an accident, they're injured, they're just looking to get back to their life, and they're, you know, seeking their treatments and doing the things that they need to do to get themselves healthy. And then it becomes really what delays the process is the bureaucracy, is the lack of trust, is the lack of standardization in those processes that are all a part of how a claim goes from happening to when that client ultimately gets their settlement and that issue is resolved. So we're really, you know, looking to bring this process into, you know, the year 2024 and beyond, and take it out of, I don't know when faxing came out, but probably before I was born. So
absolutely. Okay. That's perfect. So let's dive in a little more. So Precedent utilizes technology and data solutions to address the lack of transparency, standardization, and automation in the claims process. But can you elaborate on how you actually do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So that your audience would be very familiar with the various points of engagement that they have with insurance companies. It could be the client comes in their office and they haven't even filed their claim yet. So then the attorney takes on that task of setting up a claim. Right now, very time consuming. You've got your case managers or your staff sitting on hold for 30, 45, an hour just to set up a claim and start the process. Beyond that, then they're sending their letter of rep, looking to make sure that the carrier got the letter of rep, looking in certain states to confirm what the policy limits are. And in all states, right, is there coverage? Potentially, has the carrier accepted liability on this claim? And then as that process continues, you start to, obviously, the client's getting treatment, you start to get those medical records, and then they create their demand and send that demand to the carrier. But again, even in that step of creating the demand and sending it to the carrier, they're having to call that carrier numerous times to even determine, did the adjuster get the demand? Did it get to the right adjuster? So the way that we've incorporated technology across, you know, those various use cases, and we are also headed to a place where we do even more than that related to the negotiation and ultimate settlement of that case. But for example, take claim setup, the limits disclosure, and the acknowledgement of the demand. We have both what we refer to as passive and active participants. So I didn't really talk about my background, but I spent about 20 years selling technology to property and casualty insurance carriers. So think about every commercial during every sporting event and every radio break, right? Those were my customers and they still are. Being able to go to them and say, do you want to stop getting these phone calls to set up claims, to disclose limits, to acknowledge that you've received the demand? We will work with you, massive insurance company, to try to fit what we're doing as well as we can into your process, or maybe make some slight adjustments to that process. And for the plaintiff's attorneys, again, they can just come to us and say, here's the claim information and police report. Can you set this up for me? So we've built a platform that facilitates making that process much more streamlined for us as precedent, and then engages or interacts digitally with that insurance carrier. So when they get something that comes from precedent, they know that it is a letter of rep or demand. They know how to get it to the right adjuster. And I mean, you would be amazed by what we have seen historically of how long it can take an adjuster just to get a demand from the time it's sent. It could take 10 days before they even know they've got a demand. And at that point, you know, the attorneys and case managers are already like, what's going on with this case? It's been forever. And the carrier's like, I just got this case. What do you mean it's been forever? Right. So having to balance those things out. And what we're seeing is, and what is most exciting for, I think, for us at Precedent, but also for the plaintiff firms and for the insurance carriers, is we're compressing that timeline. Because one of the things that's been really enlightening for me, having spent most of my career working with the insurance carriers, is there's a similar metric that both of them use, but I'm not sure either party is aware of it. And in insurance, which is where I learned the metric, it was called cycle time. How fast are you getting through your work, right? How many claims are you processing? Well, at the firms, it's called time on desk, but it's essentially the exact same thing. And they both have an incentive to process those things quickly, because what does that lead to? It leads to a satisfied client from a plaintiff firm and a satisfied claimant from the insurance carrier side. So really creating that opportunity to help facilitate and streamline. So there's a lot of, you know, components to our technology that are, you know, it's almost like an iPhone. There's a lot in the background that you don't know or need to know how it works. But if you're a plaintiff firm, all you know is I could send this stuff through Precedent and my cases are going to resolve more quickly with a lot less administrative overhead. And an important point is there's no impact on settlement. And we're a neutral third party, you know, continue to really scream that as loud as I can. So we don't go to firms and say, I'm going to get you a higher settlement. We don't go to carriers and say, we're going to get you a lower settlement. What we say to them is, we're going to cut out a massive amount of the overhead associated with getting to that resolution and do it more quickly.
That's great. And I'm really glad that you brought up the technology. I think that's a great segue into my next question. So I also saw on your website that this is an AI solution to streamline injury cases. And I just heard on a conversation on another podcast refer to AI washing. So this phrase is similar to the phrase we've all heard of, like greenwashing, which is where companies want to appear to have like an eco-conscious claim, but really they don't prioritize it. So now we're seeing companies do the same thing with AI. It's a buzzword, it's trending, and it can help a company be more desirable to clients who want the latest technology. So how are you guys implementing AI as a solution to streamline injury cases?
Yeah, great question. And you know, I understand the growth in the use of the term AI has, you know, driven a lot of talk without specifics of what is that, what are people actually doing and what does that mean? And it's a very convenient thing to say, well, we do AI now, so we're different and better than we were before. So specifically to Precedent, I mean, we're using essentially all of the tools that any modern technology company that's on that leading edge of what should be used to improve any platform's capabilities. So a specific example would be around dealing with documents, right? So using OCR, using computer vision, using natural language processing, using large language models, and using all of them sort of in concert to be able to do something as very important and maybe not so simple, so I don't want to undermine it, but taking a demand that's 600 pages of narrative with medical bills all over the place and police reports and witness statements, whatever that information is, they're not necessarily very well laid out. There's companies in the market now that are saying more narrative, and I don't think what plaintiff firms realize is insurance carriers they're not really looking at the narrative, because they're dealing with, an average caseload, so to speak, or pending, what was what the carriers would call it, for an adjuster is 150, 200 claims.
Wow.
And maybe early on in your career, you read the first 10 narratives and you feel bad that, Jim can't play basketball anymore because of this accident. But they need to have a standard process on their side for how they evaluate these injuries. And it comes down to, what were the medical bills? What was the treatment? When was it done? What was the frequency? Were they consistent in how they went to treatment? All those things that demonstrate to the carrier that this was, a legitimate injury with a legitimate amount of treatment needed, and this person did everything they could to get their treatment. So because that stuff is all over the place in these demands, what we do as a part of our process before we get that demand piped into the carrier or delivered digitally is actually extract all of the information from that demand that we know the carrier needs to start their evaluation process. Because otherwise, they're opening your 600-page demand, they're having to read through everything, and they say, oh, okay, Becca went to the chiropractor on this date and had this thing. And then putting that into a different system or even Excel to then later transport or transpose into another system, right? So we're that first step in the process, which is sort of the long pole in the tent. We're taking that out of the process. And the benefit to the plaintiff firm in us doing that is much higher quality demands. And so before we would send a demand to a carrier, we would actually go through, do our medical bill extraction, sort of analyze the demand and say, hey, you forgot to include, you have 22,000 of medicals in this. There's only 14,000 of bills. Like, where's the rest of the bills? And typically the reaction is, oh, I forgot. But if that doesn't get caught, well, what happens? It takes 10 days for that adjuster to get the demand, 3 more days to...
Are you tired of the marketing guessing game? Does your website feel more like a digital billboard than a client magnet? If you're nodding along, you're not alone. And it's time to stop the uncertainty and start getting real results. Let's talk about your marketing spend. Are you just shelling out money every month and crossing your fingers? Do you ever wonder what impact your marketing is really having on your revenue? Well, it's time to take the guesswork out of the equation with Rise Up Media. We've been working with them for over a year, and the feedback from our fellow members has been fantastic. Rise Up Media is here to take your marketing to the next level. They'll even perform a full audit of your online presence, giving you the good, the bad, and even let you in on what your competition is up to that you're missing out on. And the best part, there's no obligation, no catch, no pressure. If you decide to work with them, their contracts are month to month. That's right. No long-term commitments tying you down. So what are you waiting for? To learn more about how Rise Up Media can transform your firms, visit riseupmedia.com/maxlaw, and Rise is spelled with a Z. riseupmedia.com/maxlaw.
They look at it, and then 15 days after it's been sent, they come back and say, hey, you didn't include those bills. Well, that's 15 days of lost time.
Absolutely.
So, and obviously, getting these injured parties paid as quickly as possible is really important to the plaintiff firm. So our ability to do things like identify missing bills. We see wrong claim numbers, wrong adjuster names, wrong. Sometimes it's entirely wrong medical bills for the specific client, right? It's like, hey, this is the wrong Jim Andrews or John Smith, right? Again, because obviously you have humans that are compiling these demands and that's just prone to human error. So one of the things that we do leveraging our technology is really ensure that this is a settlement ready demand, for lack of a better term.
I love that. Okay, that's perfect. So your website says that you solve the communication problem between insurance carriers and law firms. And we've covered this a little bit. I want to see if we can go a little deeper. I mean, what is the communication problem between those two? What is the resistance there?
Well, they're adversaries, right, in this world. And that's just sort of, it is how it is. And it's not going to change. But another example of the communication problem. So I'm Jim Andrews, attorney at law. You come into my office. I say, Becca, I'm going to help you. We're going to get you what you deserve. You've already filed a claim. So my case manager or someone on my staff calls the insurance carrier that was representing the insured that was involved in the accident that hit you and says, well, let's say that for the purpose of this, that person's name is Steve, right? What are Steve's limits? What are Steve's limits? What are Steve's limits? And they call, the plaintiff firms call, because it's really important for them to understand, is there even any coverage here? And what we're seeing is about 34% of the time, there's actually no coverage. And so now the attorney knows, okay, this is not a case that anyone's going to take because that person didn't have, or now I know that I need to, it becomes more of a first party claim. I need to go after the uninsured motorist settlement because that's what's available to help my client, you know, get back to their life. And so the volume of calls is typically 6 to 8 calls per claimant or per client, right? So we've gone to the carriers and many of the big carriers and said, we can stop the phone calls, but you need to commit to disclosing the policy limits and coverage decisions or liability decisions more quickly. And for the most part, we've got a really strong reception to that because we have to remember they have an obligation in many venues to tell you what the limits are. So we're taking all those inbound phone calls away, but let's not forget about the outbound phone calls that the plaintiff firm has to make. So if you know you're sitting there and you're running your practice and you're thinking, you know, how can I do more with what I have? Well, stop making all these phone calls and do your limits requests through precedent and free up that time for, you know, more high value tasks, right? I don't think making a phone call and saying, what were Steve's limits, is the best use of somebody who's, you know, working in your office for that.
That's huge. And I love that, do more with what you have. I mean, that's really beneficial to especially like the solo and smaller law firm owners. I think that's great.
Yeah. And we're actually seeing as well, a lot of impact at the higher volume firms because, you know, as you grow and what I've seen as these firms can really grow rapidly is it's hard to kind of manage that. It gets a little unwieldy, so to speak. And so you lose sight of process quality. And so being able to say, hey, we're all of our claim setup, this happens through precedent, all of our, and we know that it's going to be faster and less expensive. All of our limits disclosure that, and a letter of a rep that happens through precedent, all of our demand quality reviews and demand delivery that happens through precedent. So you know, the growth, the high growth or the firms that are looking to do more with their existing resources are really where we're seeing the most success.
Okay. So have you guys seen anything or do you think that there are two different types of attorneys? So those who don't actually mind communicating with the insurance companies and others who wouldn't do it at all if they didn't have to. Similar to how there are law firm owners who still go to court and others who don't. Do you think that precedent is still beneficial to lawyers who don't mind communicating with insurance companies, or is there a greater gain for them to not do it themselves, even if they like doing it?
Well, I can't imagine that any firm likes calling and waiting on hold and kind of being a, for lack of a better term, sort of a nuisance and just being, having to be super persistent, but they have to do it. But as it relates to are attorneys never going to go to court or are they never going to pick up the phone? One of the things that we're actually releasing later this year is the ability to schedule a call through our platform. So the adjuster, they get the demand, they review it, they're ready to negotiate, or even the insurance company could do the same thing, is the ability to say, okay, Jim is available Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern for 30 minutes. I'm going to set this time. So we strongly feel that the actual communication on the most pertinent matters is not, you know, going to be changing dramatically or drastically, but certainly that a lot of, again, sort of mundane, low skill interactions are things that are ripe to be displaced by technology.
Okay. So precedent accelerates communication, causing rapid resolution. Are you able to put a number or a percentage on how much faster cases do settle?
Yeah, absolutely. So overall, back to that time on desk metric that I mentioned earlier, seeing that reduced by about 15% on overall time on desk, right? But to get more specific about, you know, how long is it taking from a demand being sent to, actually, let me start earlier in the process. So just think about limits disclosure. We're getting the policy limits disclosed within 72 hours on 90% of the inquiries we make and within 5 days of 100% of the inquiries we make. And if you go ask plaintiff firms, you know, around the country, how long does that take them? It's 10, 15. We had one of our current clients say, before we worked with you, it could take us up to the 29th or 30th day, which is the legally required timeline to get that. And in that whole process, they have no idea about, you know, does this coverage even exist? What treatment can I recommend? Because I don't want to financially burden my claimant if there's no ability for them to recover this money for the treatments that they're having to get. So again, 72 hours in the majority of the situations where we're getting the policy limits. Specific to actually resolving the case and getting settlement, that's where we're seeing about from the time a demand is sent till the time an offer is accepted, about a 36% reduction in that timeline as well. And again, heavily attributing that to the fact that we've got these direct connections into the carriers to serve up this information in a way that fits their process. Because, you know, I usually would have sort of led with this, but if you think about the marketplace, you've got hundreds of carriers on one side that all have a different process for how they want to consume information and interact with plaintiff firms. On the other side, you got hundreds of thousands of firms or at least attorneys and maybe tens of thousands of firms that then have to figure out, oh, how does this carrier like it? How does that carrier like it? Oh, I forgot that they changed their fax number last week, right? Whatever those situations are, that's something that goes away with working with precedent. And now that we know what the carriers want and how they want to receive this information, we can make sure that it fits into their process, because these are just huge, huge machines with hundreds of thousands. You know, the top five carrier each has at any given point over 200,000, some 300,000, 400,000 injury claims open at the same time. So any individual attorney or plaintiff's firm couldn't go to all 500 carriers that they deal with and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Can you be faster? And at the same time, none of the carriers could go to all these plaintiff firms and say, hey, this is our process, fit into it, because they might, you know, a plaintiff firm might only deal with a specific carrier once every 5 years, right? So why would they waste their time? For us, it's again about being that central, neutral third party that standardizes things between the plaintiff firms and the carriers.
Okay. Can you walk us through the process of information exchange and negotiation between the law firms and insurance carriers? So what I'm wondering is, are we in a portal? Are we calling? Are we chatting? Like, what does this really look like?
Yeah, definitely no calling. But the way that we've set up our platform is, of course, you can directly access precedent through our website to submit, depending on the use case, right? Whether it's the police report to set up the claim or the letter of rep to get the limits or the demand. But we're also actively working with a number of case management systems, because the long-term vision for the company, and it will take time to get there, is I'm in my case management system. I shoot a request out. It goes through the precedent platform, direct integration into one of the various claim systems on the other side. And some of those claim systems, for better or worse, are home built by the insurance carrier. So obviously that's a custom integration situation. Ultimately where we would like to be and will be is something that you never really access our platform to do. It exists as, you know, a module or an object in your case management system, and similarly on the carrier side. But as it relates to, and I don't know if you were going to ask this later, but negotiation. So that's really where we're headed as far as what does the future roadmap look like. And we have actually already had, in sort of a beta environment, a plaintiff's firm and an insurance carrier come together, and they both were blindly submitted. Here's 20 cases we would each like to resolve. One of the most interesting things about that was they had overlap on 12 of them. So both parties, without having any knowledge of the other side, both said, hey, I'd really like to resolve these same 12 claims. From there, where we have mutual agreement on let's try to resolve these things, they are in our platform, you know, making their offers, answering questions, getting through that process of negotiation. Now, did it work 100% of the time? No, right? Sometimes they had to get on the phone, or they just said, hey, it's not going to resolve here. This case is going to continue down a different path. But we did have, you know, a majority that did resolve through our platform, which obviously was very exciting for us. But we're focused now, because we really see ourselves as everything from setting up a claim to the eventual potentially distribution of the settlement money of that payment, that our capability enables that entire process. But we're starting at the beginning: claim setup, limits disclosure, demand quality review, and delivery.
Perfect. Okay. Last two questions. So how do you guys help reduce the claim settlement cost? I'm wondering, we've touched on this. Is it just kind of this taking the time and making it take less time, or is there more to it?
Yeah. As far as the actual cost that's associated with essentially administering a case or administering a claim, right? It's, if you start to add up, I had to set up the claim that took an hour on the phone before I even got to talk to an adjuster, but let's just say it was an hour. And then after that, I'm calling back to determine what are the policy limits, is there coverage, do they accept liability? Well, that could be another hour. Actually, it's going to be 6 to 8 phone calls, but let's just say now we're at 2 hours. Now you've got your demand, you send it in, you make another series of phone calls. Did you receive it? Who's the adjuster? By the time the adjuster gets it, again, this 5 bills are missing. Where are they? They're calling back, right? So in every step of this process, there's, you know, an hour plus of time that's spent, again, doing low value, low skill tasks that could be accomplished through technology. So sort of in that totality, let's just say it's 5 hours per case at a minimum, and you're processing 100 cases per month. Well, that's 500 hours a month. That's 12-ish full-time equivalents. No, sorry, my math's bad there. That's 3 full-time equivalents. So that, you know, think about what that cost associated compared to what you're getting from it. But you have to do those steps, right? So you need to do them. Well, if I could do them not just at a more cost-efficient price, but also get the information I want more quickly, it's ultimately going to result in lower expenses and,
absolutely,
and faster resolution.
Okay. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you would like to share about precedent, about anything that's coming up in the future?
Well, yeah, we're obviously, I think that's a loaded question, right? Because I could talk about exciting product updates, or, you know, be sure to, you know, email me,
we'll,
or
do that,
my
too,
cell phone. Okay, oh, perfect. What I'll say is that we're obviously very passionate and excited about what we're working on. We've really enjoyed the opportunity to kind of understand both perspectives in this situation and continue to work as a third party to bring everything forward. And you're going to be seeing a lot more of us this year. We just did our first exhibiting conference last week at MassTorts Made Perfect. Obviously not our target demographic, but there are single event attorneys there. So that was a very fun event. And then we'll be at PILMA. We'll be at ALA. We'll be at a lot of conferences the rest of this year, and just certainly would love to hear from firms, both, of course, about their interest in potentially using our products, but also feedback on other opportunities to help them make their practices better. And again, ultimately help these injured parties get to their resolution more quickly.
Absolutely. Okay. So if our listeners do want to reach out to you though, I mean, how should they do that? Is this your website, an email, a phone number?
You know, I'll just throw my email out there and I'll take the spam backlash for it. So I got a nice easy name, jim.andrews@precedent.com. And hopefully your audience is all familiar with how to spell precedent, just like the legal term, because, you know, we're setting new standards over here too at Precedent. So
awesome. And we'll put the link in the show notes as well.
Awesome.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Becca. This was great. I look forward to having a chance to meet some of your listeners and maybe join the podcast again in the future. And we'll do a How I Built This Style Success Maximum Lawyer.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Maximum Lawyer Podcast. To stay in contact with your host and to access more content, go to MaximumLawyer.com. Have a great week and catch you next time.